Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to know what happens when you go to a major conference like CPAC and you stand up on stage and you talk about big tech censoring conservatives? Well, I've just experienced exactly what happens to you when you do that. Big tech fights back. They come after you and they silence you. This morning, we received a notice from Facebook. Clearly, after my conversation at CPAC about big tech silencing conservatives, and that's exactly what they have now done. We got a threat, a risk. It says your page is at risk of being unpublished. Here are page restrictions that we have right now. Number one, your Facebook page is at risk of being unpublished and has reduced distribution and other restrictions due to continued community standard violations. Number two, your page is at risk of being restricted or unpublished for repeated violations against our standards on inauthentic behavior. Your page may also experience reduced distribution. Number three, your page is reduced distribution and other restrictions because of repeated sharing of false news. People will also be able to see if a page has a history of sharing false news. Number four, this page isn't being suggested to people at this time. Why? Because of some posts that we had already deleted from a long time ago that apparently somehow they said was in violation of the standards of Facebook. A post that we couldn't even delete because the post had already been deleted. So you go on stage, you talk about Facebook. Facebook monitors that speech. Facebook then comes after you to silence you and to shut you down. If you want to know how dangerous big tech is right now, look at what they did in 24 hours. 12 years of work that we had put in to build and grow Facebook, connect with you, will disappear now. And it will disappear only because we talked about our free speech being silenced. And then when you talk about that, they actually say, oh yeah, watch this. My question is, where the hell are the conservatives that are supposed to be protecting people like you and I? As our voices are being silenced, where are we? Why are they not protecting and defending us? Why are they not doing more to hold big tech accountable for retaliating against people that have a different viewpoint? All I said at CPAC was, we are under attack. Clearly, I'm right, because look at what happened this morning. I said that it's time for big tech to play fair. It's time for big tech to not just censor conservatives. It's time for big tech to get out of the censorship business. It's time for big tech to leave us alone. My opinion should not be shut down because you disagree with it. And that's what I said. And now they've said, okay, we're going to punish you for saying it. You think that you're going to be allowed on our platform? No. You think people are going to be able to find you on our platform? No. You think you're going to be able to broadcast on our platform? No. Because you got out of line. Now, if you're liberal, you can post and say whatever the hell you want to. If you're liberal, you can say that others should be silenced. Now, I'm not surprised that they're coming after me. I'm just surprised how transparent they're being about it. Less than 24 hours after CPAC ended, those that spoke at CPAC about conservative values are being targeted. Those that speak out about their experience with big tech are being targeted. Now, they've already taken away Donald Trump's page. Twitter already banned the president of the United States of America, and they've also said that even if he becomes president again in 2024, which is a very good chance that that could happen in 2024, he made that clear at CPAC, and I'll play that for you in a second, that they will not give him his page back. Yeah, they won't give his page back in 2024, even if he runs and wins. They're saying, no, the president of the United States of America is not welcome on Facebook. If you speak out against Facebook, we will silence you. If you do anything on Facebook, we will silence you. That's what they are saying now. That is exactly what they are saying. I want you to hear what Donald Trump had to say at CPAC about big tech. And the question is, why is no one doing what the former president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, is saying? And he's right. There used to be a debate in this country. You used to be able to debate the ideas. Now you can't even do that. They just silence you and your ideas.
Make up its mind. But now there is no debate because they refuse to allow our side to even speak or be heard. They don't want debate because we have easy victories in a debate. Very easy victories. It's called common sense. It's called other things, but it's called common sense. So they don't want a debate. The time has come to break up big tech monopolies and restore fair competition. Republicans, conservatives must open up our platforms and repeal Section 230 liability protections. And if the federal government refuses to act, then every state in the union, where we have the votes, which is a lot of them, big tech giants like Twitter, Google, and Facebook, should be punished with major sanctions whenever they silence conservative voices. And Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida and in Texas and in other states are doing this. If they do what they're doing, Florida, and that legislation will pass, and Texas and others will have tremendous power to do what's right and what's fair. We have no time to waste. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in Congress are racing to pass a flagrantly unconstitutional attack on the First Amendment.
He's right, by the way. They are moving to do this unconstitutional attack on the First Amendment. But the question that all of us should be asking is, where the hell are the Republicans? I know that the left is crazy. I know that Democrats are crazy. I understand why they want to silence me. I understand why Facebook's coming after me this morning, because I spoke out against Facebook at the CPAC convention. But where are the Republicans protecting us? Congress clearly is not going to do it. Thank goodness we have governors like Governor DeSantis in Florida that are actually going to try to hold big tech accountable. Thank goodness we have the AG in Texas that says they're going to hold Facebook and these other big tech companies accountable, but they say they're going to do it. My question is, why aren't you doing it right now? Because every day that you wait, every single day, you have more and more conservatives like myself who are getting screwed. Every single day, more and more of us are getting shut down and we are getting silenced. It's a problem. And they need to fix it. They need to fix it real quick before all of us disappear. But it's the biggest people right now that are being silenced. They're going from the top down, and they're just shutting us down one by one by one by one by one by one. This is what they are doing. They're shutting us down. And where are they? Why are they not protecting us? Because we're out there actually fighting the good fight. And this is part of the problem I have with so many of these Republican establishment people. They'll go out there, and they'll talk about being oppressed. They'll go out there and talk about being silenced. They've not done a thing to stop it. I don't care who you are right now. You should be angry that this is happening. It should not be happening to anybody, whether you're a liberal or a Republican. This is un-American, and this is an attack on our free speech. The president talked about what we got to do to protect us and to protect conservatives out there. But where are the other Republicans?
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
juicy.
The podcast
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You know, Donald Trump also mentioned something else at CPAC. Not only did he say there's a big, good chance he might run for president in 2024, clearly the Republican Party has not left Donald Trump. But he also talked about the media and the fake news are protecting this guy, protecting Joe Biden, not telling the truth about what Joe Biden is doing. We are at war, folks, whether you want to admit it or not. I'm not saying that we're the ones that went to war. I'm saying we are under attack. The media is attacking us. Big tech's attacking us. You speak out, you get silenced, and you get disappeared from the internet, which is exactly what is happening right now. And the media is protecting Joe Biden and his hypocrisy and the corruption already within his White House.
American people, he didn't talk about this stuff. I debated him. He wasn't talking about this. He wasn't what he signed with those executive orders. They weren't things that were discussed. We didn't know all about him and the press because they're fake news. They're the biggest fakers there are. But the press refused to ask the questions. And when I asked the questions on television, on the debate, Chris Wallace in this case and others refused to let him answer. They refused to let him answer the questions. Maybe we could have found something, or if the media did its job, which they don't. Their callous indifference to working families is equally clear when it comes to the critical matter of getting America's children back to school. And they must get back and get back right now. Right now. Crazy. The Biden administration is actually bragging about the classroom education they are providing to migrant children on the border, while at the same time millions of American children are having their futures destroyed by Joe Biden's anti-science school closures. Think of it. We're educating students on the border, but our own people, the children of our citizens, citizens themselves, are not getting the education that they deserve. There's no reason whatsoever why the vast majority of young Americans should not be back in school immediately. The only reason that most parents do not have that choice is because Joe Biden sold out America's children to the teachers' unions. His position is morally inexcusable. You know that. Joe Biden has shamefully betrayed America's youth, and he is cruelly keeping our children locked in their homes. No reason for it whatsoever. They want to get out. They're cheating the next generations of Americans out of the future that they deserve, and they do deserve this future. They're going to grow up, and they're going to have a scar. It's a scandal of the highest order and one of the most craven acts by any president in our lifetimes. It's the teachers' union, it's the votes, and it shouldn't happen. And I have nobody has more respect for teachers than I do. And I'll bet you a lot of the people within that union, they agree with everything I'm saying. Even the New York Times is calling out the Democrats. The mental and physical health of these young people is reaching a breaking point. Tragically, suicide attempts have skyrocketed, and student depression is now commonplace and at levels that we've never seen before.
You know, one of the things that Trump just mentioned there about the kids, and it's another example of just the total BS hypocrisy of the left. They always claim they care about kids. They always claim they care about mental health. You listen to what he just said about mental health, and you listen to what he said about the kids and the issues with mental health. They don't care. They could care less about our kids. They could care less. In fact, California Teacher Union president, who led the school closure charge in California, has been busted dropping his daughter off at an in-person preschool. That's right. Meyer told Fox News in a statement that there are no public options for kids his daughter's age. So therefore, that's why it was appropriate and okay. A group known as Gorilla Moms is calling the Berkeley Foundation of Teachers president, Matt Meyer, a hypocrite. Why? Because they spotted him dropping off his two-year-old daughter to an in-person institution at a private preschool. A private preschool. Yeah. Private preschool. Meet Matt Meyer, white man with dreads and president of the local teachers union. The group wrote in a tweet on Saturday along with a video footage of Meyer. He's been saying it's unsafe for your kid to be back at school, all while dropping his kid off at a private school. Meyer, now on the defense in California, told Fox News in a statement that the video, which blurred out his child's face, was, quote, very inappropriate. He's now playing the victim card, which they play oh so well, and an intrusion, he says, of his child's privacy. He added that there were no public options for kids her age, so that's why it happened. There are major differences in running a small preschool and a 10,000-student public school district in terms of size, faculty, public health guidance, and services that legally we have to provide, he added. We all want a safe return to school. The Berkeley Foundation Federation of Teachers, I should say, is excited that Berkeley Unified will be reopening soon with a plan supported by our members of the district to get our students back in the classroom starting, we hope, later this month. Berkeley parents, Mara Kalissa, a former PTA Berkeley Council president, told the local news station that while she understands parents' anger and agrees school should be open, the video by Gorilla Moms crosses a line. So now they want to claim victimhood. That's their defense. Quote, for me, you don't need to attack people personally. You need to address it politically. Well, we've been trying to do it politically, and you guys aren't listening, you idiots. She went on to say, when you start getting personal, you mix up dimensions and you don't get to discuss the real thing. We are discussing the real thing, Mom. Union Mom, former PTA president. We are discussing the real issue here. Why is it that the, your union president who demands that the kids stay home, why is it? Why is it that he can then take and drop his kid off at a private school? It goes back to the point that I've been saying for a long time. You guys are always doing different things for your unions than you actually do in your own life. He knows it's safe to drop his kid off at school. That's why he's doing it. He's dropping it off at a private school. The reason why he's dropping off at the private school is very clear. Because he doesn't want to be bothered with his kid not getting an education, or he believes his kid deserves to get a better education. He's giving the own, his kids in his own district where he's the union president. The only reason why the public schools are not open in this country by and far is one reason. Because the teachers know that they don't have to answer to anybody. The teachers know it. Okay? The unions know it. They get paid whether the kids get educated or not. They get paid whether the kids show up or not. In the private school, that doesn't happen. We all know this. Okay, in the private schools, we all know what happens. What happens in the private schools, folks? Answer me. What happens? Think about it. In the private schools, you don't show up to teach and you don't get a paycheck. Right? You don't show up to teach. You don't open the schools and no one writes their tuition checks. And when you don't write the tuition checks, then what happens? You don't have any money, which means you don't have a job. So the private schools figured out a way to do it safely nationwide, and they did a really good job of doing it safely nationwide. That's why the private schools haven't been closing down. It's why the private schools are continuing to stay open. It's why this guy's dropping his kid off, the union president, at a private school while saying you can't open the public schools. It's a problem. And it's disgusting. But to say that this is, we should be debating, quote, policy. We've been trying to debate policy. We've been giving you the facts. We've been telling you that the schools are not super spreaders. We've been showing you what's been happening in the private schools. And you guys still refuse to go back to work because you care more about getting a paycheck for doing nothing but babysitting. And you don't realize you're ruining these kids' lives. The private school kids were already ahead, 9 times out of 10, ahead of the public schools. You get a better education in the private schools. Now you've taken an entire year away from these kids and they're way behind. They're way behind where they should be even for public school standards. And they're way, 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 way behind. Way, way, way behind when it comes to where they should be against the kids in the private schools. How many kids are not going to get scholarships wanting to be competitive for scholarships because of you guys screwing their lives up this year? How many? Answer me that question. You don't care about these kids. It is absolutely insane. But they don't care about you. They don't care about your kids. They don't care if your freedom of speech is being taken away. They don't care if your pages are being disappeared from Facebook. They don't care that if you can't give your opinion, because this is exactly what liberals want to do. You speak out, they silence you. We tell you what you have to do with your life, and if you don't agree with what we tell you, we will silence you. We can send our kids to private school while you're sitting at home with your kids and the public school is getting behind. This is what is happening in this country. And I say this to the Republicans. You better start doing your damn job. Because before you know it, you're not going to have any allies, folks. You won't have any. Because we'll all be silenced. Just like I have been silenced now on Facebook because I spoke out against big tech at CPAC convention. It's disgusting. And I'll leave it at that.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.